ruling against masks. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. A federal judge in Florida has voided the national mask mandate covering airplanes and other public transportation as exceeding the authority of U.S. health officials. The CDC recently extended the mask mandate, which was set to expire on April 18th until May 3rd, to allow more time to study the BA2 Omicron coronavirus subvariant, now responsible for the vast majority of cases in the U.S. The Biden administration is initiating a Made in the USA requirement on construction material used for federal infrastructure projects.
New requirements issued by the Biden administration would ensure federal dollars from the $1 trillion infrastructure law support U.S. steel, iron, and other construction materials. The guidance requires those materials for bridges, highways, water pipes, and broadband be produced in the U.S., though there are waivers in cases where not enough domestic production meets needs or those materials cost too much. The goal, administration officials say, is to issue fewer waivers as U.S. manufacturing capacity increases.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. Several missiles have hit Lviv, Ukraine, as Russia appears to be broadening its attacks.
At least 7 dead with 11 injured. Among the injured, according to the governor of the Lviv region, a 3-year-old boy has serious injuries.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Lviv, Ukraine's prime minister vowing to fight absolutely to the end in strategically vital Mariupol in the country's east, which has been under siege for 7 weeks. Weekend clashes reported between Israeli police and Palestinians.
Israeli forces were conducting a raid in the West Bank, looking for weapons and suspects that have carried out deadly attacks in recent weeks. Officials say dozens of Palestinians threw rocks and explosives at the soldiers. The troops responded with gunfire and critically injured 2 Palestinians. They also made 11 arrests.
Fox's Dan Springer. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Members of Congress on both sides of the aisle are questioning a plan to rescind a COVID health restriction at the southern border.
Title 42, the COVID health measure that prevented many border crossings, could end next month. But House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy said on Fox News Sunday that plan can be derailed.
We have a discharge petition that only needs a couple handful of Democrats to sign, and it can pass the floor.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons on CBS Face the Nation said on pulling that health measure,
my hope is that that will be reconsidered appropriately.
Some in Congress say pulling the policy will lead to a larger migrant surge at the border. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
InfoWars filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection as the website's founder and conspiracy theorist Alex Jones faces defamation lawsuits over his comments that the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting was a hoax. Yesterday's filing in Texas puts civil litigation on hold while the business reorganizes its finances. Well, it's tax day, with millions expected to file their returns at the last minute.
Today, most filers will need to submit their 2021 tax returns or request an extension, which would give them 6 more months to get their taxes in order. The later date is a result of the Emancipation Holiday in the District of Columbia. Taxpayers who live in Maine or Massachusetts have until tomorrow to file because of the Patriots Day holiday. Tax season is ending the earliest it has since 2019, pre-pandemic. In 2020, the deadline was in July, and last year's extension was mid-May. There won't be any extension like the past couple of years, except for some taxpayers in areas that were affected by natural disasters. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
SpaceX launched a classified U.S. reconnaissance satellite into space from California yesterday. the satellite described only as a critical national security payload. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.